Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
How about it? Cowabunga. Maybe that's a better way. You know what cowabunga means, Jay?
I've never thought much about it other than, isn't it kind of like a synonym of, wow, holy schmoly.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
Holy schmoly. Holy schmoly. I even like that better. It's holy schmoly time. It's holy schmoly time. It's holy schmoly time. July 31st, the last day of the seventh month. Oh, no. It is the seventh month. Anyway, I was trying to save a month here. Can't do it. It's the Good Day program. Doug Steffens, Good Day with Jay Kirshner. John, no, not John. James. Where did John come from? James. Then that's a J. My father's name was John. So sometimes, James, when I look at that J, I see in my head John. It could be that you're James John Collins. What's your middle name?
Scott. I'm named Scott. After my grandpa.
Hi, Pa. It's Grandpa and Grandma time on the Good Day program. I happen to be a Gramps. I'm not a Grandpa. I'm a Gramps. There's a picture of me that Jay has posted on our social media, Good Day Radio Show, Facebook and Instagram, and on Twitter, of me sitting watching the circus this weekend that was at my farm. We brought in this is a really good circus that travels all over the Northeast, and we've had them twice now, 2 years in a row. And so Miles was all excited about it, so he just sat in my lap, and he just opened his mouth. He's watching the jugglers, the stuff that you, and it was almost going to rain. And so there were some things that they were worried about with regard to the platform and whether or not they could be safe on it. But some of the things, there must be a video of this show. It's called Stars Above somewhere. There's a couple that do this thing that is so amazing. They have a device that the man has around his neck and the lady has around her neck, and they go around and around. They're on roller skates, and they're on roller skates on a skateboard. Okay, this is what the circus is supposed to be about, but it's jaw-dropping stuff. How do you have somebody going, she must have been going 100 miles an hour around him, on his neck, her neck attached, so she's twirling around. I don't know if I can describe this, you know, what the old picture was worth 1,000 words. He's going around on his skates on the rollerboard, and she's twisting around him. Do you know what I'm saying? She's twisting around, her neck is twisting around him as he's going around. So there's action in both directions.
That is so cool. Just think about the athleticism in this.
Oh, yes. Big. They're athletic. Yeah. Very much so. So get a chance. Circuses aren't around so much anymore. The big top circuses that were held because of all the complaints about the way the animals were being treated. And some of them were legit, and some of them were just getting onto the politically correct bandwagon. But there aren't as many. You don't see the circus around much anymore. So that's what makes this appealing. Plus, it's outside on the farm, and it's at sunset. It's kind of cool. So Miles is sitting in my lap watching, and all the guys who work for me thought it was amazing because I don't sit still. And I sat there for an hour or so and watched what was going on. That seemed to raise. Just everybody enjoyed it. And I think maybe that's what, if nothing else, summer is supposed to be enjoyed more for different reasons, right? We have the wintertime has holidays and stuff, but there's something about the summer and being able to do something like that. Just if you get a chance to do the outdoor performances when people have these venues like the Hollywood Bowl where you're outside enjoying celebrities doing their thing, that's just fun. something about just plain fun. Okay, well, speaking of circuses and festivals and that sort of thing, the National Life Insurance Company, which was founded 175 years ago up in Vermont, looked to do something for all the people who live in Vermont who had that flooding. Remember a couple of weeks ago? I was up there the week after. What a mess. Their motto, the National Life Insurance Company, is believe in tomorrow, do good today. And that's what they did. They are holding their annual benefit, the so-called Do Good Fest, at the company's lawn. The flooding wiped that out.
Oh, yeah.
And then they transformed the event into an indoor performance that was live streamed so that people all across the state of Vermont, actually all around the country, all around the world, could support rebuilding Vermont through donations. So the Do Good Fest fundraiser exceeded expectations. They promised to match $500,000 if they got that much. The donations kept coming in. The CEO of the company said that National Life will match donations. Now they've got up to $750,000, I think. So they're going to get $1.5 million.
Yeah.
This is the largest
fantastic
gift. Yeah. There have been a lot of people that have given to the Vermont Flood Response and Recovery Fund. It is, you won't believe what it looks like up there unless you go. I mean, there's been some videos that have floated around, pardon the pun, but this one, I went up there to pick up a piece of equipment. I had to go up the main road had been washed out, so I went up a dirt road that paralleled it. It took me 30 minutes to go 3 miles, and I thought I wasn't going to make it because both sides of that road had been eroded, and the bridge was just barely passable. I thought, okay, I'm going for a swim here. But anyway, it was nice to see that sort of thing happen. Whenever there's something like this that happens, you find
the way people really come together.
Right. People do come together. People do the right thing. People do, much more so than not, do have faith in your fine feathered friends and your neighbors. I mean, there's still going to be an a-hole here and there. They'll do stuff that is just, you know, that proves they're a-holes. What else? How else do you look at, right? Once an a-hole, always an a-hole. That's what I say. Okay. Now, here's something else that I thought was, I suppose, a shot across the bow. This is on the other side. You got good stuff, and you got things that are troubling. Here's a story of a nurse and her child, who are Americans, that have been kidnapped down in Haiti. A lot of unrest there, a lot of crime. And so now there's this group that said a community health nurse who was married to the founder of a group in Haiti that is supposed to be helping people.
Yeah.
So this lady's name is Sandro. The child with his husband kidnapped Thursday. And the organization said they haven't been found yet. And now our State Department is in on it, trying to figure with Haitian authorities. But ever since they had that big hurricane down there, pretty much destroyed the island, it's lawless. The gangs have taken over most of the Port-au-Prince, which is a big city, and also the country. Gang attacks all over the place, kidnappings,
gender-based violence.
Yeah.
It's bad. It's almost like, when you think about it, it's almost kind of like a lot of those post-apocalyptic films where
TV show, what's it called, The Last One or something?
Oh, The Last of Us.
Last of Us, yeah, right, the same kind of stuff.
It's just devastating. And to have, she was there to do good. She was there with, you know, part of the nonprofit to help. And just the fact that now she and her child kidnapped and just good vibes and prayers that they make it back safely. It's just heartbreaking.
We were talking about how many, but most people are good. There are some people who interpret, like the Oppenheimer movie is a good example. The comparison and contrast, like this Barbie movie has done so well, and Oppenheimer has done so well, and yet there couldn't be two more different movies. Really, when you get right down to brass tacks, there is a huge difference, but yet there's an appeal there. I know some people who have gone to both of them. I have no interest in seeing the Barbie movie. Did you see it yet?
No, I haven't had a chance to see it either, but a lot of theaters kind of did a double feature package.
Yeah.
Where, people went and saw one showing, and then they immediately went to the next showing.
Yeah, right. Very cool. If you're enjoying heat, then you go into the theater and you enjoy being cool. One of the reasons people go to the theater, in fact, is because they want to cool off. So, but you can cool off and have a good time as well. Here's something that is, I guess, from the people in the news department. A youngster named Amar Calaresis is missing, 15 years old, disappeared out on Coney Island Beach. So his brother and, they went looking for him, and he just, swimming is not allowed in New York on these beaches. And one wonders, huh, why? Why would that be? This guy was playing in the waves. And that's when he got sucked in. So anyway, you got to hold a good thought. This sort of thing does happen during this time of year. There was a story down in, wasn't it, in Palm Beach last week when everybody was screaming because this youngster was out. Or was it? Yeah, it was.
Yeah, there were two brothers where the one brother was swept away, and the other brother, the older brother, said to his mom, like, hey, I may not be back, and went out, and fortunately, they were both able to be saved. Yeah.
Be careful.
That he's a hero. Well, and it also goes to show that when there are signs posted of the water's not safe, follow the signs. They're there for a reason.
Yeah.
But also, when it is relatively safe and there are other people on the beach, you could be in ankle deep water and it can shift where a big wave comes and pulls you back out. It's just one of those, like, always be alert and be with other people. Don't be by yourself.
Words of wisdom. All right, here's some other words of wisdom. It's Monday, your chance now to win once again. Talking about swimming, would you like to think of yourself swimming in a big pool? There are no beaches in Las Vegas, but the great pools at pretty much every one of these great hotels, great locations. You could participate in this two free night draw. Be one of the first 10 callers right here, right now, to call 800-419-DOUG. All right, you got it? 800-419-3684. Call them now and go to Las Vegas and cool off. 800-419-DOUG.
Protect your engine with Syntec Full Synthetic Motor Oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec is designed for today's engines to dissipate heat and reduce friction and wear. Get 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $33.99, plus 2 times O'Rewards points. Limits apply. Choose Syntec exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Mr. Clean. Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
And now Martha Stewart for Skechers.
When I make a dish or embark on a craft project, I always use the finest, most fabulous ingredients and materials. Which is why, when it comes to footwear, I love Skechers. Because Skechers is the comfort technology company and uses the most luxurious, innovative materials and designs to make wondrously comfortable footwear with all the fits and features like ArchFit and Skechers' world-famous air-cooled memory foam. It's exactly the way I'd make shoes.
Find Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tea Boutique Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Here we are at 23 after the Good Day program for Monday, last day of July. Managing your expectations about what's going on in the world of social media, the Good Day program focuses on celebrities that people are talking about, trending, if you will. And because Kelly Clarkson just kicked off her Las Vegas residency, one of the songs that she sung, we actually have from somebody that was in the audience, and apparently it was quite the performance, Jay. It was a cover, actually, of a song that we've been talking about lately by another artist. So let's tune into Kelly Clarkson and her vocalization of this song right after this.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Alright, so, Jay, refresh my memory, if you will, please.
Yes.
Harry Styles, a song called As It Was. Wasn't there some controversy about it? Maybe he had taken it from somebody else, and or was that another song that I'm confusing?
I don't recall it with this one, but that's not to say it's not. I feel like there has been a lot of different songs that way. A big one recently was an Ed Sheeran song.
Ah, that was it. Ed Sheeran. I always do Harry Styles and Ed Sheeran. I confuse the two of them. So anyway, Harry Styles, somebody you like a lot, right?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. He's very talented.
Run away with him?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, don't you want to run away with him, too?
Yeah, sure. My husband can come, too.
Yeah. Right. Okay. I'll stop that conversation where it is. The the cover of Harry Styles as it was, though, is what's getting the attention after this weekend's insane vocalization of the song by Kelly Clarkson in Las Vegas. So one of our listeners was in the audience and sent us this audio. We don't have anything other than this, but this is apparently wowie zowie. Let's listen. So she starts her performance saying that every show of her 10-night residency, she's going to do what they call Kellyoke, which is Kelly.
Well, that comes
Kelly
from
karaoke, yeah.
And that comes from her, the Kelly Clarkson show, where she always opens the show with Kellyoke. And as it was supposed to be one that they were going to do, but then the writer's strike happened and the show went on hiatus. So she's going to bring a lot of the things that she had already wanted to perform to this 10-night residency.
Uh-huh. All right, so anyway, this is something there. When you get people to take pictures and the audio of this sort of thing, it makes for great social media as well. Her eyes were closed through most of the verses. She seemed to feel like if somebody's really into a song, they feel it and you can see it. And so that's really kind of what did it for the audience. She went back and forth into falsetto. So congratulations. Good. Sounds very exciting. It'll be a good show to see, I think, probably. Kelly Clarkson in Vegas. How about them apples at 28 after? This is a good day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. The big boo-boo that so many dog guardians make. You know, one of the biggest mistakes that a pet guardian can make is to use the come command as a correction. How many times have you seen a dog misbehaving and its owner react by calling the dog to come? Then either yelling or even worse, hitting the dog when the dog arrives. Perhaps you're even guilty of this yourself. By doing this, you're teaching your dog to associate come with correction. It's only natural for the dog to avoid or delay her response if correction is applied. It's kind of like when I'd misbehave as a kid, and my mother would say, just wait till your father comes home. Boy, are you going to get it. I guarantee I was nowhere to be found when Dad came through the door. It's the same with our four-footed best friends, and I can't blame them. In other words, in order for the come command to be successful, your dog should have pleasant associations with the word all of the time. So, if the dog is doing something wrong, go to the dog to correct him. Only use the dog's name and call the dog to you when you want to give him a big hug, a big kiss, and just tell him what a wonderful pet he is. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Oh, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code TRAVEL for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code TRAVEL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code TRAVEL for 25 cents.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A longtime friend and business associate of Hunter Biden is expected to testify on Capitol Hill today. Devin Archer will appear before the House Oversight Committee and likely share details about foreign ventures and meetings with Hunter. The testimony could shine light on the level at which President Biden was allegedly involved in these dealings. Last week, the president's son pleaded not guilty to federal tax charges after a judge rejected a proposal plea deal. Archer was sentenced last year to a year and a day in prison for his role in a conspiracy to defraud a Native American tribe. Gas prices are surging to an eight-month high. AAA says the national average for a gallon of regular unleaded hit $3.75 a gallon yesterday. That's 17 cents more than last week. Industry experts blame the spike on production cuts by OPEC Plus nations and record-breaking heat. Lance Pry, USA News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And on the action, call the Doug line right now, 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-DOUG.
I love this. There's something about Hawaii 5-0, the original version, especially the secondary one, wasn't bad. Except James Caan's son, Scott. Isn't it Scott? I overplayed his part, I think, a little bit. But anyway, so here we are, happily bringing into another half hour of conversation on the Monday Good Day program, a place, this is like a sanctuary. You can come here if your head's being banged by something else. You've got a young child that's kept you up all night. Maybe this is Jay's story. And then you come here to have relief, right? This is Relief Central. Good Day program. Jay Kirshner and the Duggar with, I'm going to go back to Kelly Clarkson and the Las Vegas residency that she started this weekend and her rendition of As It Was, or just, you know, in a general sense, the idea of going to Las Vegas, because it fits right in with all these people, hundreds of people so far. Oh, my gosh. Look at the numbers here. Wow or zower of people who have taken advantage of this deal to win a couple of free nights. Some people even had three nights thrown in. Be one of the first 10 callers is what I say all the time at 800-419-DOUG. But wouldn't it be cool to see Kelly Clarkson? You don't get shows as part of the deal, but it would be. I think she's, I've always found her to be very attractive. She has, in this, in what she's doing now, in this particular arrangement, the residency, she did a Bonnie Raitt song called Love Me Like a Man. Bonnie Raitt has always been one of my favorites. And then she does an Aretha Franklin song and puts her own twist into it. So if you're
she's so good.
She's
so
hard
effortless.
Not to like, too.
Yes.
Right? Don't you think she's hard?
She is very likable.
You got to work at it.
She is really, she is the true America sweetheart.
Yeah. So you want to see what's going on in Las Vegas? Help yourself. And you can try it right now. I think there are operators, as they say, and the commercial operators are standing by at 800-419-DOUG. Why not have a good time? Speaking of good times, the people who are counting up the Mega Millions jackpot, here we have another one. This one's gone to over $1 billion. Yep, right now, no winner. Another one. No, I didn't win.
But the only nice thing about it is, no, you did not win. But guess what? No one else won either. So,
right. You have another chance. So, what are you going to do? If you have, you'd end up with cash of about 527 mil. In the
if
lump
you take the cash out offer.
Right.
You get, you get more of the money if you do the annual payments.
Yeah, why do people take it all at once? What the heck are you going to do? Even, I mean, think about it. It's pretty, if you get 29 or 30 million a year, which is what you, I think, what you get a 20-year thing. What's wrong with that?
Exactly. And then I believe, I get confused between Powerball and Mega Millions. It could be this way for both of them, but I know it's this way for at least one of them, that your annual payments aren't always, it's not even the same payment. It keeps going up. So every year you end up getting more and more money.
Exactly.
And I don't know. Maybe it's one of those things people think, well, I'd rather have more money now. I don't know how much longer I'll have to live.
Security.
Stuff can happen.
Yeah,
but
right.
it's not like once you go, that money just disappears. Mm-hmm. It goes to your estate or your your heirs at that point, your offspring and all of that stuff. I do believe it goes somewhere else. Or maybe there's the concern of what if the lottery itself crashes before you get all of your payouts and there's just no more money left.
The old what if game. Why are you playing that? Come on. That's like the what if the moon hits the earth and blows us up. What? This, come on. Let's live in the now, in the here.
It's and how much are you thinking you're going to spend if you are like, you know what, $29 million a year, that's just not enough.
No, I'm like, I need $49 million a year. I won't settle for less than $49 million a year. I was looking at the Massachusetts lottery, which last year took in $1.2 billion in profits. Right? That means after they paid all the expenses, I don't think anybody's won in Massachusetts for a long time, but that doesn't come out of the state lottery. It just comes, you know, out of the national lottery. But, you know, you think about what the heck between Mega Millions and Powerball and the sales that this generates in stores, it's a lost leader. That's why so many people like to have it in their store. Mostly it's in convenience stores, though, right? Isn't that where you get the lottery tickets most of the time? Gas stations, convenience stations.
Yeah, gas stations, liquor stores.
Yeah, right.
Corner markets.
So anyway, the last year, looking at the records, they took in $6 billion in Massachusetts just selling tickets. Right? $6 billion selling tickets in one state. So out of the profits that they divvy up, a little, let's see, almost $1.2 billion went to nobody knows. That's the thing. They would say this is for educational aid, or we're going to use it for road improvements, or whatever it is. So what they have now is a local aid distributorship, more or less, and municipalities can choose how they want to do what they want to do with their funds. Each town and city gets an equivalent amount as to the size of their community. So some people use it for equipment, snow removal, road improvement, school. things, senior programs, park and rec, but there's not just one thing. I know my town of Framingham got like $73 million or something for all kinds. Got more fixing the roads and buildings and buying some buildings that will help the city run better. But what's your town? I think the reason I bring it up is because I want you to know, you should ask the question in your town or your state, where's the money going? If the and also the states, there are 46 states, I think, that sell Mega Millions and Powerball. Some states don't like it for whatever the reason. It really is it's pretty amazing. And then there's always the story of a ticket that goes unclaimed. How do you do that? How do you lose a ticket?
I think some people don't ever look at their tickets.
They
put it in a pocket, or they don't realize that they are the ones that won. And I can't tell you how many people will buy a ticket, they see that they didn't match for the big jackpot, but then they don't pay attention to see if they did
win.
You
still
win
$1 million.
Yeah, you could win $1 million. You could even just win, like, I think $3 or $4, which could buy you another ticket.
Yeah, that's what I used to do, those $10 scratch-offs, if I had one. I did it a couple of times, just for fun. I don't know, it just loses its luster after you don't win, right? Isn't that how that's the psychology of that? I don't win? Nah, I'm not going to win. All right, there's always another chance, though, boys and girls. That's what to keep in mind. So I was talking about having the circus on the farm over the weekend, and the one good night that we had was Friday night, where the sun was out and it was setting and the moon comes up. This is going to be, for whatever the reason, if you're a follower of the moon, and we're almost into another full moon right now, this is the summer of super moons, the moons that appear bigger and closer and brighter because they're coming closer to the Earth. They have an elliptical orbit. It's not round. It sort of swings out and swings back again. So not as we have one supermoon coming. I think it's tomorrow night. Is tomorrow the full moon?
Yeah.
Either tomorrow or the next night.
Yeah, we have. Go ahead.
No, you, please.
No, I was just going to say we have two supermoons this month.
Yeah.
Which also makes it a blue moon at the end of the month.
Yep. Blue moon. I saw you standing alone. So the second full moon is on August 30th. The moon is 222,043 miles. Who measures this, by the way? Who's out there with a yardstick? Let's see how far it is now from the moon. Well, they do shots. They can do a ping like you do in the ocean. They do the same thing with the moon. So 222,000, which is the elliptical orbit, runs from this close near in 222,000 to 384,000, I think. When the moon seems farthest away, as it will in the wintertime, that's because it is. It's way, way, way away.
We're tilted away.
So, yeah, right, exactly. And the tilt is different now, as we've talked about the axis. And that's really the reason that we're having, in my mind, what I've looked at in terms of research, is this whole business of whether the moon is changing, whether the Earth is changing. Well, the Earth is changing. Its axis. The axis is off from what it was. And so that brings in, if you look at the NASA website, that's where I get all of this stuff. Look at the NASA website. You'll find on average that supermoons, they've measured them, and they seem to be 8% bigger in the sky because they are that much closer. And they're also 16% brighter.
I was going to say, I noticed them being brighter more so than larger. But every time I hear supermoon, I go back to March in the early 90s. I want to say it was 1993 maybe, where the moon, it seemed so big and so close, it honestly felt like you could throw a baseball and hit it.
Yeah,
and
I know.
I always think about that specific moon. So whenever I hear there's a supermoon coming, and it doesn't even hold a candle to that one in the early 90s, it's like, what was that moon?
So for those of you who think that these supermoons are rare, look at the NASA website again. You will see that they are not. There were three consecutive supermoons back in 2013. The full moon is every 28 days, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
And if the perigee and apogee gets to its widest about every 13 or 14 months.
We have three consecutive this year.
Oh, really?
The two in August, and then September 29th.
Aha. Which will also be called, but it'll be incorrect, the Harvest Moon. Harvest Moon doesn't usually come until October. So anyway, they're back to the blue. Does the moon, why do they call it the song Blue Moon? Does the moon, have you ever seen a moon look like it was blue?
Most nights.
Okay. Well, the blue color, for those of you who don't know, this is, again, a result of me spending too much time at the NASA website, is a result of water droplets. Certain types of clouds are thrown into the atmosphere. Volcanic ash sometimes is a reason for it. Smoke from the fires this year up in Canada will color the moon, or will seem like they are colored. So anyway, all that. I'm sure you wanted to know, all of that about the moon. There's a video that I posted also from my time this weekend studying various things. The NASA site is one place I went. There's another site that I've been going to lately. You posted that video, right, of the European meeting?
I did, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you watch it?
I did. One of the things that really stuck out to me most was how easily available that information all is and all has been.
Right.
And just the knowledge of knowing that's been available has been hidden.
Well, this is about COVID. This is about what's going on. The information that you don't have, it's kind of like the UFO thing. But if you have a few minutes to spare, go to Doug Steffen, facebook.com/Doug Steffen, and see that video from the European COVID Review Committee. It is astounding. 48 after the hour.
To your left, our new exhibit, Monarchs of Springfield. And right here, we have our empty tour guide stand.
The last time Bryn hired someone is ancient history.
Sir, excuse me, that's not part of the exhibit.
They need tour guides who know the museum ropes.
Hey, kid, you like wearing khakis? I got a job for you.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The extracurricular activities, the traffic, the nightly homework, the traffic, the finding time to eat dinner together as a family, the traffic. Back to school can be stressful. Thanks to Ziploc, meal prep doesn't have to be. New Ziploc bags with Stay Open design have a patented stand-up bottom that helps keep the bag upright and a top crease that folds and holds for easy filling, unlocking a second set of hands in the kitchen. If only it unlocked a second set of lanes. New Ziploc brand freezer and storage bags with Stay Open design from SC Johnson, a family company.
The Chase Inc. Business Premier Card is made for people who make things happen, like me. I'm Sam, founder and CEO of Manifest, a product design company that makes everyday products designed smarter. I get 2.5% cash back on purchases of $5,000 or more, plus unlimited 2% cash back on all other purchases, which helps us make more smart ideas into a brilliant reality.
The Inc. Business Premier Card. Learn more at chase.com/businesspremier. Chase for business. Make more with yours. Real business owner compensated for their participation. Account subject to credit approval. Restrictions and limitations apply. Cards are issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank. Any member FDIC.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810.
That's 800-524-3810.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now 53 after the hour, Monday on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, and it's Food, Farm, and Family time. FoodFarmFamily.com is our website for all this information. And then some. You can start by celebrating with us National Avocado Day. Let's see. Let's go back to the early 20th century, Jay, shall we?
You shall.
Oh, and David Fairchild, an agricultural botanist, introduce these fruits to the U.S. I didn't know. Didn't you say that last time that we were talking about avocados, they were fruits? I remember seeing that.
They are fruit, yes.
I don't like the texture much. A lot of people do. They're very, they're heavy
so
with vitamins.
Good.
Very
they're
good.
They're so versatile. I mean, yeah. You can just eat them. You can put them on a salad. You can put them on a sandwich. You can use them to thicken up and make creamy a smoothie, or use it as a form of non-dairy ice cream. You can
avocado ice cream.
So many things. You can make soup. It's just they are the best produce out there. I'm going to go ahead and say it.
Okay, she said it. Goes back to 8,000 BC. Avocados were eaten in Mexico. Archaeologists have found evidence of wild avocados. They were gathered and eaten in Mexico. They must be somehow or other embalmed with the things they found in all of the work they're doing in the Inca nation, the Mayans and all that. They grew domesticated avocado trees back in 3000 BC. And let's see, a horticulturist named Harry Perrine planted some avocados in Florida back in 1833. Fast forward to the 1950s. Avocados became much more commercially available in our country, and if you're eating them in salads, good for you, because that's a good place for them, right?
Well, yeah, nutritionally speaking, avocados, they are more like vegetables than fruits.
Toast.
To begin with. It's really fascinating when you think about all of the fruits we mislabel as vegetables.
Tomatoes.
Anything that contains the seeds of the plant is a fruit, not a vegetable, but then nutritionally speaking, we equate it more so to vegetables.
Yep. Okay. So let's talk about the plight of Trader Joe's. What the hay is going on? Here's another product recall. This is three in a week. Falafel may have rocks in it as well. Didn't they? Cookies had rocks in them last week?
Yeah, cookies had some rocks in it.
What the hell's going on there?
They have soup that has insects in it. Oh. Other things that have been recalled just because of mislabeling and allergen issues. They can't catch a break. What is happening? There is clearly no quality control there.
Apparently not. My daughter loves, I like Trader Joe's. I go to them more often when I'm in California than I do here. But the lack of quality control has to be. So we were in Trader Joe's last Thursday, I think, here in Framingham, and the place was packed. You know, they're usually smaller spaces than the big stores.
Oh, yeah.
It's all their own self-labeled, but they're always busy. So anyway, this cookie recall affects the Trader Joe almond windmill cookie and the dark chocolate chunk and almond cookies. They said
that was the last one. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're letting customers know about the problems. You know, like, okay, why don't you fix whatever's going on? Need new management there, apparently.
Why are there issues that these products may contain rocks?
Yep.
Now the latest one is the falafel.
Mm-hmm.
Why might it contain rocks? What's happening? Did somebody throw rocks in? Did the machine, the equipment break?
Grind up,
more information.
Yeah. All right. Here's the information about this fellow in Hayesville, Kansas, who's celebrating 85 years as a watermelon farmer. Kenneth Simmons is his name. He turned 90, and his passion for growing watermelons, he was talking about, was interviewed about his age by the local farm, most of the Midwestern cities, or most of the farm towns have radios, radio stations, and they have a farm show, and this guy was interviewed. He went back to the 1940s. He's talking about growing watermelons and what his life has been about. He bought his first car for $30. So he now has these watermelons. He goes around town in his pickup truck down the old dirt roads there, and he sells out in a couple of hours every single time he goes out. So this is very cool. He started growing the watermelons on the back side of a church. And he's grown his watermelons apparently all over the place. But then some jerk, you know, vandalism, people come in, they steal the melons, they throw them on the road, that kind of stupid stuff. So the church members said, okay, we'll protect this. It made the church famous, kind of. The Watermelon Church, they call it, in South Wichita. So anyway, this is a good story about a great guy. And yes, watermelons, what a great thing for this time of year as well. Right, what's better than a big slice of watermelon when you're hot? Yum! FoodFarmFamily.com is where you find these stories. Now 59.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.